And is there, in terms of that e-commerce demand, is there anything new there? Is this all about fashion? Is there any sort of fundamental shift in e-commerce demand? Or maybe all this is just a short-term flash in the pan?
What I would state on this particular point is it's the establishment of two competitors to the established players already. There have been longtime players in the e-com market since the late 1990s. And in particular, Temu and Shein are basically building a new business model where a lot of the sorting is done in-country in China. And yeah, it includes fashion, but it includes a number of different commodities that people are willing to buy. There was a staggering statistic that was on Wall Street Journal in December 2023 that something like one-third of Americans have downloaded the Temu app to their phones. So if you think about that, we're talking 100 million customers do shopping on Temu in just North America. And probably the numbers are not dissimilar in Europe, I would wager a bet. So their fulfillment is different from that of, say, the established players, where the established e-com players use container ship to get product from Asia to the target markets of, say, Europe and North America, and then sort internally with, through distribution centers or DCs intra-region. So, for example, Amazon uses ASL Group to sort within Europe. Amazon Air uses a number of players in their Amazon Air domestic U.S. system to sort product within the 50 U.S. states. And as a consequence, it's different. They do Temu and Shein are doing the sorting in country and then flying the product to established distribution points, say like Chicago or LA in North America, and then truck onward to the final destination.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.